With boots wide, legs spread, and hands on his hips, Crash stood at the edge of the Blood Fury MC's courtyard and scanned the field beyond. A sea of tents, campers, borrowed travel trailers, and rented vans filled the field as far as his eye could see. Sleds, lines of them. The mid-June sun reflecting off all the chrome made them sparkle like diamonds. All badass bikes, and not one of them a piece of shit. Mostly Harleys and a few Indians. All made in the good old US of A. Not a crotch rocket to be found on the property. As it should be. Some of those sleds had even been designed and customized at his own body shop in Shadow Valley by Jag Jameson. And now Badger and Ollie, who Jag took under his wing as apprentices. Overwhelmed with all the custom jobs he was getting, Jag decided to pass on his skills to the two newest and youngest patched members and stick more to the designing part. Along with his artwork, regularly selling for a pretty fucking penny, the brother wasn't hurting for scratch. Crash didn't have the patience for all the detail work needed to build a custom sled, so he stuck to the basics in the garage, doing repairs and rebuilding the engines. It paid the bills, put some scratch in his pocket, and fattened the club's coffers. Business was good. Life was great. And this blowout weekend was going to kick motherfucking ass. With the stops along the way, it took over 5 hours for the Angels to ride from Shadow Valley all the way north to Manning Grove. Luckily, it was a beautiful day to start off a hell of a weekend full of celebrating. It was the first time all three clubs in the Western Pennsylvania Alliance were getting together in one spot. His MC, the Dirty Angels, along with the Dark Knights, were invited to the Blood Fury MC's home base to celebrate their president's marriage to his old lady. Right now, Crash was ready to party and partake in some sex, drugs, and good old rock and roll. He grinned until he brushed his palm over his short hair, then cursed himself for shaving it all off in a drunken bet a couple of months ago. He'd shaved off his beard at the same time, unfortunately, also a part of the bet, and sported a bare face and a bald head for quite a while now. Because of that loss, both the bet and his hair, his brothers had ridden his ass hard and without a drop of fucking lube. It was finally growing back, but he had decided to ditch the beard for a while. In fact, some of the women in the DAMC sisterhood threatened to kick his ass if he grew it back once they saw his chin dimple that had been buried under the bushy beard. That was what they called it. A fucking chin dimple. Whatever. He really didn't give a fuck about any fucking chin dimple. The dip only made it harder to shave. This weekend, he wasn't shaving once. The sisterhood could suck it if they didn't like it, since he didn't answer to any of them. Hell, he didn't answer to any woman at all. He'd avoided it for over 40 years and had no plan on changing that fact anytime soon. Most of the women he'd even remotely considered had been younger, childbearing age, jonesing to start a family. Crash was fine with the way things were now. Ride free, die free. Free of a ball and chain, free of kids. The only responsibility for him being his garage, his MC, and his brotherhood. Simple. And drinking to the point where he could lose a damn bet and it wouldn't matter to anyone but himself. But yeah, he missed his damn hair. Before losing the bet, it hadn't been cut since he was a teen and would get dragged to the barber by his mom when it got shaggy. He turned around to face the courtyard and glanced to the right, where the Fury's pavilion was. It was double the size of the DAMC's, but then the Fury's farm had a lot more space than the property where his club's church and the Iron Horse Roadhouse were situated. The DAMC's building and the lot it sat on might be smaller, but because of that, their church was much easier to defend. He glanced around. Enemies could sneak up from all sides on this farm. Too much open space existed. His gaze skimmed the huge barn-like structure to his left,